Now, this all has a very wonderful spiritual lesson for us, because as they marched on the way, they met Moses' father-in-law. Now, we've heard about mother-in-law jokes, but I don't think I ever heard of a father-in-law joke. But here's one here, and it's not such a joke after all, but I want you to notice it. I'm turning now to verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel." Now, that's a beautiful passage right there, and it's too bad Moses didn't stop with that, but he didn't, and we'll see that in just a minute. But that's the picture of the church also today. We're pilgrims and strangers in this world today. We're strangers here. This is a wilderness we're in. I guess many of God's children think they're in a paradise. They think they're back in the Garden of Eden. But we're marching through a wilderness today, and we're on the way to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to be in His presence someday. Now, our invitation is the invitation Moses gave, come and go with us. And if you're listening to me today and you're not a child of God, by faith in Jesus Christ, you can join the party. It's a great one, by the way. And we're marching. We're on the way to go into the presence of Christ. We're not a group that are marching because we're better than anyone else, because we're not. We're sinners. Sinners saved by the grace of God. And if you see yourself as a sinner and you need a Savior, turn to Him by simple faith. Trust Him. Join the march. Now, there are a great many people who want to march today. Here's a march I'd like to get you in on, by the way. This is a good one. It's no protest. It's a salvation march. It's redemption march. It's the march that we are marching to Zion, not earthly Zion, but a heavenly, the city of Jerusalem that's coming down from God out of heaven, adorned like a bride for the bridegroom. Now, Moses, though, kept on talking, and he said something maybe he shouldn't have said. He said unto him, "I'll not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred." And Moses' father-in-law, old Hobab, says, "I don't want to go with you." That's a typical father-in-law for you, isn't it? And that's not quite a good father-in-law joke, but the old man said, "I won't go with you. I don't want to go with you. I'm going home." And notice, though, what Moses said. And he said, "Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes." And I want to say to you right here that I don't quite understand Moses. Hasn't God made it clear to Moses that the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, and that that ark was leading them? All of that speaks of Christ, and that He's the leader. And now Moses is suggesting to his own father-in-law, he's saying to him, "You come and go along with us and be eyes." The old man had been raised in that desert of Midian. He was a Midianite. He knew that area. He could have been a great help, I'm sure. But you see, they're not to depend on natural means. This old man doesn't know the way God wants them to go. And unfortunately today, the church is listening to the voice of the world today. The church is listening to the voice of experts today. The church is listening to the men who have no really spiritual discernment. And as a result, church is being led down the garden path today, and being brought in many places to a very sad place. What a responsibility rests upon church leaders, ministers, church officers. Are you sure you have the mind of the Lord? Are you sure Christ is the head of the church? Are you sure that He's leading you and guiding you? Or today, are you saying to some man, "Come and be eyes for us. I want to listen to you and not listen to the Lord"? How tragic it is to see that. And Moses made a mistake here, friends, in doing this. Moses could make mistakes, by the way. And the interesting thing is, he could record them here. If some of us had made these mistakes, we wouldn't have mentioned these things. Now, will you notice? "It shall be, if thou go with us, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee." And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. Now, God was leading them, you see. And he's making it clear to them that he was searching out the land. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them a day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel." This was the ritual, apparently, that Moses followed of a morning and again of an evening when they were on the wilderness march.